to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
To talk about the president's children or any public officer's children who have, not by their own choice, but by requirement, to have protection and to use that somehow to try to make a political point, I think is reprehensible. And I think for any of us who are public figures, you see that kind of ad and you cringe. You cringe because it's just not appropriate, in my view, to do that. They've got real issues to debate on this topic. Get to the real issues. Don't be dragging people's children into this. It's wrong. And I think it demeans them.
There's Governor Chris Christie talking about the attack ad from the NRA about President Obama's daughters getting armed protection that's not available to public schools. The debate over gun legislation, number one this week, the number one item on the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of all of the top 10 items, the hits, if you will, of the week. This program is like a music radio program, and the fact that the weekend programs count down from number 10 to number 1, number 20 to number 1, number 30 to number 1, number 40 to number 1. We have 10 items as determined by the folks at talkers.com, which follows the talk industry, monitoring a lot of the talk radio programs, most of the hosts and stations around the country. That's how we determine this list that we go through every weekend. So let's run down all of these items. Dennis Kucinich joining Fox News is number 10.
Number 10.
Yes, and then we go to
number 9.
The Golden Globe Awards.
Number 8.
The flu situation.
Number 7.
The Notre Dame player hoax.
Number 6.
Road to the Super Bowl.
Number 5.
The Afghan troop withdrawal plan.
Number 4.
American hostages in Algeria.
Number 3.
Lance Armstrong in the interview with Oprah.
Number 2.
The debt ceiling discussion.
Number 1.
And as I said, the discussion, debate, whatever you want to call it, over gun control legislation, that's where number 1 sits. So let's get started with that as we listen here to host Mike Violette and Ken Altshuler talking to ABC's crime and terrorism expert Brad Garrett about the president announcing plans for new gun control legislation.
You heard the president, like most of us did. Is this going to do anything to curb the gun violence in your eyes?
Well, I'm clearly not convinced that banning assault weapons or high-capacity magazines will really have any appreciable effect on gun violence in the United States, because that's not the weapon that numbers-wise causes most of the shootings or deaths in the United States. The issues that maybe have some potential to at least facilitate or reduce gun violence are the more difficult ones about just being able to keep track of firearms, keeping records of firearms, doing background checks on people. He can obviously impose on his own U.S. attorneys a higher priority in prosecuting guns, people who illegally have guns or use guns in crimes that can be linked to federal statutes, that type of thing. But he's in a difficult position because a lot of the things that might in effect reduce gun violence, he doesn't have control over.
Brad, we talk a lot on our show, of course, about what I characterize the culture of violence in the United States. And I do agree with you that just addressing assault weapons may not even save a life. From your perspective, is the United States more violent, not just violence by guns, but violent in general, than other countries we find in Europe and Canada and elsewhere?
5 to 7 times more violent than any other wealthy nation in the world. And no one even comes remotely close to us in the number of shootings and murders and deaths that come from firearms in the United States. I mean, not even remotely close. I think Finland, statistically, we're up to like 6 per 100,000. They are like at 2 per 100,000, to give you an idea. And then you go across Europe, it's even lower. So no one can touch us as far as numbers.
Eight 1-888-302-3684 is the toll-free line to discuss and comment on some of these items as they appear on the top 10, the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the end of the week. The number again, 888-302-DOUG. Let's get to Taco Sean Rima here with Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott. They talk about the executive orders from the president and if what he has proposed could be grounds for impeachment.
You obviously were watching this circus with the kids and the executive orders, and there's 23 of these things. Did he do anything, in your opinion, has he signed anything, in your opinion, that could be could lead to articles of impeachment? I mean, what was the legality of what the president did?
Well, let me first of all say something very important, and that is, listen, as a parent of a child myself, the last thing any parent could ever even be haunted by would be to have their child gunned down at school. And we need to have sympathy for the parents who lost children, and all Americans have to come together in support of those parents and to do all we can to protect our children. That being said, it is irresponsible for politicians to use a tragedy like this to try to force their agenda down the throat of their fellow Americans. Remember this, Sean. It was Barack Obama's chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, who said, never let a good crisis go to waste. And that's exactly what they're trying to do here by these executive orders and urgings to Congress to pass laws that come into conflict with the Second Amendment. Now, here's another important thing. Let me give you two important facts about things that came up. I saw in one press report out of the publication Politico that said that the White House officials themselves admitted that none of Barack Obama's executive orders or proposals would have prevented the shooting in Connecticut. So that shows that they're on nothing more than an attempt to push their agenda as opposed to really protecting kids in school.
888-302-3684, trying to get a number of different points of view. Tom Maher is here, host in Baltimore. He's to the right here. He's talking to Dr. Betsy McCoy about the impact of the president's legislation proposals and what it means to the healthcare system.
I'm going to have my physical next week with my doctor, and he's not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, I'm afraid if he I can't imagine that my doctor would ever ask me whether or not I had a gun. Well, what on earth is going on here?
When you go to the doctor, you trust that everything you talk to your doctor about will be confidential.
Absolutely.
Let's face it. But this is a whole new world. The Obama health law really puts your medical privacy in danger. And yesterday, the president took aim at medical privacy with these gun executive actions. Let me walk you through this. The Obama health law provides penalties beginning in 2015 for doctors who do not use electronic medical records. They're pushing all doctors and hospitals toward a one national electronic database. Your entire medical history will be in one file in that database. Now, Section 1311 of this law puts the federal government in charge of what your doctor asks you and in charge of the kind of information your doctor stores about you.
You're kidding.
So, oh yes, Section 1311 says that insurance companies, so say you're in a private insurance plan,
sure,
paid for yourself, Aetna, Cigna, nevertheless, the insurance company can't pay your doctor unless your doctor follows these regulations imposed by the Secretary of Health and Human Services. So the secretary can say, we want you to screen all patients, asking them, have they ever had depression? Have you ever had alcohol problems in your family? Have you ever had an anger management problem? Do you have a history of mental illness in your family? Now we have the president saying he wants to see the HIPAA laws, which are already inadequate, further relaxed. In other words, he calls privacy protections an unnecessary legal barrier. He wants all federal agencies to be able to collect information. He calls it relevant information, but doesn't specify, and give it to those background check authorities. So the sky's the limit. They could be collecting information based on anything and say, I'm sorry, you can't have a gun because you have a history of mental illness in your family, or you had a problem with alcoholism when you were in your 20s, or your wife has a problem with depression, any of that. He says that his federal authorities are going to decide what are the red flags. We don't know what they're going to be.
Wow. That's pretty interesting, yeah? So there are the discussion points. Let's get to some of your calls. Stand by for that as we continue to research and talk about the number one issue this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Buy Kellogg's Special K Red Berry cereal at Walmart.
And never
forget to buy some Healthy Choice Cafe Steamers meals.
We'll take a cup of
Yoplait Greek yogurt at everyday low prices. At Walmart, find everything you need to get back on track for the new year. Back by AdMatch.
Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Too many Americans are letting our country decline without a fight. When I recently spoke at a town meeting about the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, many there had never read them, and some didn't even know what they were. They thought they were good citizens because they voted, but didn't know that we, the people, are the guardians of our own freedom. What it means to be a citizen and what America stands for are laid out in those documents. This month, I urge every family in America to set aside an hour to read them and talk about what they mean. Then we, the people, can look at all government proposals through the lens of liberty and be true defenders of freedom and opportunity in our communities. If we don't hold our government accountable, no one else will.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stuffed up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
The hot button topics are our review subject matter here, the gun control issue. Chris calls from Washington with a discussion of legislation on guns.
I am very, very much against any more legislation on guns. It's just absolutely, totally nonsense. We're back to demonizing of inanimate objects. If we want to get rid of things that are deadly, let's ban the damned automobile. I mean, this is nonsense. We tried this with Brady, when, you know, she pushed the assault weapons ban back then. It didn't work. It didn't lower crime. That's not the issue. Why should this be even an issue to be, if it press a media-driven, emergency?
Number two, the debt ceiling discussion will be our next topic in just a matter of moments as the Talk Radio Review continues here for the weekend.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And to review number one, which you just heard overviewed, it's gun control legislation. Number two, the debt ceiling situation. Here are our hosts, Hillary Howard and Sean Anderson, talking to Charlie Matizian from Politico.com about Congressman Paul Ryan's involvement in the ongoing debt ceiling discussions.
What, if anything, has changed since the fiscal cliff fight?
Well, not much other than Paul Ryan is giving some counsel to his colleagues at the Republican retreat. And essentially, he's telling his Republican colleagues that they need to do a better job of managing their expectations and the expectations of what they can accomplish when it comes to President Obama, because in many ways, there's a belief among leadership that Republicans don't have very realistic expectations about what they can accomplish against the president.
Well, Paul Ryan, his political ambitions now that he has made the run for vice president is back in Congress. How could they take shape as he leads this budget battle?
Well, I think that's an important point you're making there, Sean, because by virtue of his place as the Republican vice presidential nominee in 2012, he occupies a leadership role in the party. He's obviously a prospect for 2016, but he's also a leading party authority on spending issues and the budget. So naturally, he's going to take a very prominent role in this debate, and lots of his colleagues have a great deal of respect for him. So he's going to be in a lead role in this debate for the weeks to come.
Apparently, he talked about House Republicans being the only Republicans in power right now. Does that suggest they're not going to be so willing to compromise as we move forward?
Yeah, and I think that's part of the message, Hillary, about managing expectations. He's trying to remind them that they don't control all the levers of government in Washington. And it's also a reminder to his colleagues that the president in many ways occupies the commanding heights, not just in terms of what institutions he controls, but also the president is coming off a victory. His approval ratings are high. They're very good. And he's proven to be a much better communicator in a lot of ways than the Republicans. Meanwhile, the Republicans, the House Republicans at least, they're approval ratings are in, are rock bottom right now, and they're not very popular with the public. And so those are very, very big constraints that they're working under.
Keep in mind, Politico.com is left of center when you hear comments like Republicans at rock bottom, etc. Here's host David Bowes with Michael Tanner from the Cato Institute, who says raising the debt ceiling isn't quite as simple as it seems.
Is President Obama correct that just paying, is it as simple as we just got to pay the bills we've already spent?
Well, no, it is not
just paying the bills we've already spent. We have spent $16.4 trillion. Raising the debt limit would actually pay for spending yet to come. The difference is that we don't actually pay off our debt each year. What we do is roll it over into new debt, but that new debt doesn't count against the debt limit. So the only additions would be spending that's going to come in February, March, April of this year.
So the president says, look, we're not a deadbeat nation. Let me play the cut.
We are not a deadbeat nation. Raising the debt ceiling does not authorize more spending. It simply allows the country to pay for spending that Congress has already committed to.
He repeated it over and over again, that general phrase, and then he warned that the Republicans are threatening a default here, which isn't exactly accurate. But what would happen if the debt ceiling wasn't raised? And all of a sudden, what would the United States be looking at?
Well, we've had many times in the past when we haven't raised the debt ceiling. In fact, we actually had a default in 1979 where we didn't pay interest on the debt. That would not happen this time. We owe about $31 billion in interest that would have to be paid in the first month after we hit the debt ceiling. And we bring in a little over $270 billion in tax revenue that month. That's more than enough to pay for the interest on the debt and to pay for Social Security, Medicare, salaries to the Army, things like that. But we would not be able to pay all the bills that are due from the federal government to contractors or to people on various government programs. Those checks would have to get pushed back until the crisis was resolved.
The Armstrong situation has blown up into one of the biggest discussion topics of the week, and we'll handle that in the number three position up next here on the Countdown.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burps the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's covering the register while answering phones.
It's skipping breaks.
And it's eating lunch standing up.
You work hard to earn your money, so we put the power to keep more of it in the palm of your hand. With TurboTax, you can take a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and we'll import your information automatically. Just answer a few simple questions, hit e-file, and you're done. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Learn more at TurboTax.com. TurboTax mobile solutions work on select smartphones.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Let's see, we've taken care of the fiscal situation and gun control numbers 1 and 2 this week. Lance Armstrong and the Oprah interview on the countdown with a lot of talk. Man, this thing really has blown up this week, not only on regular talk radio programs, but the sports talk radio world full of it, and that's exploding in and of itself. So let's start in the Oprah and Lance Armstrong discussion with a segment from the interview where Lance admits using performance enhancement drugs.
Yes or no? Did you ever take banned substances to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Yes or no? Was one of those banned substances EPO?
Yes.
Did you ever blood dope or use blood transfusions to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Did you ever use any other banned substances like testosterone, cortisone, or human growth hormone?
Yes.
Yes or no? In all 7 of your Tour de France victories, did you ever take banned substances or blood dope?
Yes.
In your opinion, was it humanly possible to win the Tour de France without doping 7 times in a row?
Not in my opinion.
So when did you first start doping?
We're done with the yes and no's.
We're done with the yes and no's.
You know, I suppose earlier in my career there was cortisone, and then the EPO generation began. And
began when?
For me or for...
For you.
Mid-90s.
Lance Armstrong, number 3 this week. We have a lot of material on that. You can comment on the countdown. Email to Doug@DougStephan.com or dialing 888-302-3684 is a good way to be in touch. We'll take a couple more pieces out of this interview. Here, Oprah asks Lance Armstrong why he's admitting this all now.
For 13 years, you didn't just deny it, you brazenly and defiantly denied everything you just admitted just now. So why now admit it?
That's the best question. It's the most logical question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I have a great answer. I will start my answer by saying that this is too late. It's too late for Probably most people. And that's my fault. You know, I view this situation as one big lie that I repeated a lot of times. And as you said, it wasn't as if I just said no and I moved off it.
Right. You were defiant?
Oh, yes.
You called other people liars?
I understand that. And while I've lived through this process, especially the last 2 years, 1 year, 6 months, three months,
mm-hmm.
I know the truth. The truth isn't what was out there. The truth isn't what I said. And now it's gone. This story was so perfect for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that. And as I try to take myself out of the situation and I look at it, you overcome the disease, you win the Tour de France 7 times, you have a happy marriage, you have children. I mean, it's just this mythic, perfect story.
Yes.
And it wasn't true.
And that wasn't true.
And that was not true on a lot of levels.
Here, Oprah asks Lance about all the people that he has accused and even sued over the allegations.
What about the story that Emma O'Reilly tells about the cortisone and you having the cortisone backdated? Is that true?
That is true.
Yes. What do you want to say about Emma O'Reilly?
Hey, she's one of these people that I have to apologize to.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of these people that got run over,
mm-hmm.
got bullied.
Yeah. Isn't she you sued her?
To be honest, Oprah, we sued so many people, I don't even, I'm sure we did.
Yeah.
But I have reached out to her and tried to make those amends on my own.
What doesn't make any sense. When people were saying things, David Walsh, Sunday Times, Emma O'Reilly, Betsy Andreu, many others were mm-hmm. saying things. You would then go on the attack for them. You're suing people, and you know that they're telling the truth. What is that?
It's a major flaw, and it's a guy who expected to get whatever he wanted and to control every outcome. And it's inexcusable. And that's when I say that there are people that will hear this and will never forgive me, I understand that. I do. Mm-hmm. And I've started that process. All of this is a process for me.
The process of eating one's words, sticking one's foot in the mouth, et cetera, et cetera. Lance Armstrong, number 3. Here's radio host Bill Carroll talking to Dick Pound, former president of the World Anti-Doping Agency and former vice president of the International Olympic Committee, talking about his run-ins with Armstrong. Did you ever meet Lance Armstrong?
Nope, never have.
No? Were you ever involved in any stories or incidents involving him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the World Anti-Doping Agency has been after him for quite a long time. And once we were starting to get close to him, he engaged in a very well-financed and lawyered effort to have me expelled from the International Olympic Committee and expelled from the World Anti-Doping Agency. So I'm certainly aware of his bully tactics.
Yeah. What first got him on your radar?
Well, frankly, almost anybody who wins the Tour de France is on the radar.
Right.
But when you win it 7 times in a row, the warning lights all go off.
Yeah, even Gretzky didn't dominate his sport like Lance Armstrong dominated his at the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. So he's either Superman. Is this what you're thinking? He's either Superman or there's something going on here. We got to look into it.
That's right. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Right. So let's get to where we are today. Is there anything this guy can do to win back his reputation, win back his medals, have them reinstated? Or is that once those are gone, they're gone?
The medals and the performances are gone. What he's concerned about now is whether he can get this life ban reduced in some way. But merely confessing what everybody already knows is not going to do anything. I mean, we already know he cheated. He had a chance to answer all these allegations and the sworn testimony of almost everybody on his team and chose not to. So the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency imposed this life ban on him. The International Cycling Union agreed, not with much good grace, but agreed with every single conclusion and the sanction. So he's toast. And the only way he can get out of that or get it reduced is to provide substantial assistance in the fight against doping in sport, which means, you know, how did you do it? Who did you do it with? How was the money moved? Who helped you in all of this? Who tipped you off, if anybody did, about tests coming up? You know, the full Monty.
As expected, Lance Armstrong admitting to Oprah that he used performance-enhancing drugs to win his 7 Tour de France titles. He insisted he's been clean since 2005. When he came in third during his 2009 Tour de France comeback, did so without drugs. So that's pretty much the overview of the number 3 issue this week on the countdown. Let's have one more bit of input from Talkos Dave Logan here with USA Today's Christine Brennan. He says Armstrong isn't sorry at all that he cheated.
What's your take on this entire saga?
It's really something. You know, I think, number one, Lance Armstrong's not sorry that he doped. He's sorry that he got caught. He wouldn't be doing this Oprah thing if it weren't for the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency relentlessly and correctly going after him, and 1,000 pages of documents in October, and Nike dumping him. And you guys know this, Nike basically doesn't drop anybody. They've got some of the big scoundrels in sports that they still, you know, promote and sponsor. And so here's Lance dumped by Nike, and he might be trying to sway the court of public opinion. But that means nothing with the lifetime ban that he has been saddled with. He's got to sway the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, and that's going to require a lot more than sitting on Oprah's couch. And even if he does, brings all the documents, explains how he cheated for years, how he beat drug tests, even then his lifetime ban, guys, can only be reduced to 8 years. He's 41. 8 years will take him almost to his 50th birthday, which I don't think anyone's going to really care to watch him do triathlons or marathons at that stage of his life.
Up next, number 4, Algeria, here on the countdown.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at Office Max. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, Office Max, and Ink Refill. Limit 2.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
The share button. A lot of people abuse it, posting stuff like, "My cat's 3 years old today." So show them the beauty of not sharing and send them to Taco Bell for the new 99-cent loaded grillers. Appetizer tastes of wings, skins, or beefy nachos, grilled and hand-rolled for you and only you. Keep some things for yourself and live mas. At participating locations for a limited time. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Our buyers negotiated the best deals of the season on the best floors, and they're all priced to move at Lumber Liquidators' January liquidation sale. Our best laminates and vinyl wood plank are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Gunstock oak pre-finished hardwood, one of America's most popular hardwoods, is just $2.69 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. These deals will not last. January liquidation sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find your local store.
Buy Kellogg's Special K Red Berry cereal at Walmart. And
forget to buy some Healthy Choice Cafe Steamers meals.
We'll take a cup of
Yoplait Greek yogurt at everyday low prices. At Walmart, find everything you need to get back on track for the new year. Back by AdMatch.
Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Too many Americans are letting our country decline without a fight. When I recently spoke at a town meeting about the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, many there had never read them, and some didn't even know what they were. They thought they were good citizens because they voted, but didn't know that we, the people, are the guardians of our own freedom. What it means to be a citizen and what America stands for are laid out in those documents. This month, I urge every family in America to set aside an hour to read them and talk about what they mean. Then we, the people, can look at all government proposals through the lens of liberty and be true defenders of freedom and opportunity in our communities. If we don't hold our government accountable, no one else will.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show now focused on the number four issue this week, what's going on in Algeria. The Algerian government launching a raid on the complex where Western hostages were being held by Islamist militants. Here's host Charlie Parker talking to correspondent Simon Owen about the latest on the situation where hostages were being held.
Simon, what's the latest?
Fox News understands that at least some of the Americans who are being held at this gas facility in Algeria have escaped the situation. They've managed to make contact with their families back home. The State Department is still trying to account for all the U.S. citizens who were missing, though. There are reports 20 hostages in all have managed to get away, but again, it's not clear if that's the entire group. And as well as Americans, there were British, French, Japanese, and Norwegian nationals also kidnapped early yesterday. These militants saying it's a revenge attack after France launched military action in neighbouring Mali. Now, there has clearly been a breakthrough, and we do understand that a number of Americans have got away. And like I say, these reports that 20 in total of all different nationalities possibly have escaped.
The understanding is that this was an escape, not a rescue?
The understanding is it was an escape, yes.
And what do we know about the Mask Brigade, the group that's claiming responsibility for this?
They've made it very clear that this is launched, linked to operations underway in Mali, which is next door to Algeria. This is an operation that France launched at the back end of last week. Kind of came as a little bit of a surprise, I think. There'd been talk of it for a while, but then suddenly France began airstrikes last Thursday night. France is looking to drive back, and France's interest in Mali is because it's the former colonial power in that country, and France is looking to drive back an advance of rebels who are linked to Al-Qaeda. They've taken over the north of the country, and they were pushing south, and France decided that enough was enough, and they needed to be stopped.
All right, number five on the countdown, Afghanistan, the situation where General Stanley McChrystal is being talked to about the negative comments he made about the president and the vice president. I think we've heard enough. That's all been everywhere this week. The road to the Super Bowl is number six. Here are sports hosts Kevin Meeks and Karen Henderson talking to Louisiana Assistant Attorney General Catherine Green about the problem that's anticipated at the upcoming Super Bowl.
So we're talking about human trafficking at the Super Bowl. Now, I guess we have to clarify, which way are we trafficking? Are these people who have been abducted, involved in human trafficking, that will be being used, say, in prostitution in New Orleans? Or will there be people there with all the crowds and everything who will be abducting people to get involved in human trafficking? What are we looking at here?
And I think we need to back up. I know the Super Bowl is the focus of today's topic, but anytime you have a large sporting event, human trafficking is always an issue.
Okay.
And I think what the primary focus at the Super Bowl is, at a large sporting event, there's always an increase, unfortunately, in the demand for commercial sex. With that is an opportunity for human traffickers to sell individuals against their will for sexual purposes.
888-302-3684, number 7. The Notre Dame player hoax. Number 8, the flu epidemic. Next on the countdown.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are. We move into the next position on our countdown, the overview of the flu epidemic. It's number 8 on the countdown. I said number 7 was that player hoax in Notre Dame. I don't know why there's so much of a hoop on that, but it's something that seems to fascinate people. A lot of talk radio, sports talk radio involved in that. Let's get back to a basic issue, the discussion of the flu. In my opinion, way, way, way over the top, more underscored than ought to be. But let's listen here to host Bill Edwards and Laura Anderson talking to Dr. Rick Roth about how this year is a more important year when it comes to the flu.
Is the flu season always here? We just tell that we in the media actually make it worse by telling people flu season's here?
I'd say flu is always here. It comes and goes in different times. This year is one of the more dramatic years. Clearly, there have been some years that have been slower, and we were short on vaccines or over vaccines some years. This year is a true epidemic year nationwide.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And what particular strain is this, or what's causing it, do you think?
It's your typical HN strain, H3N2. You don't have to really go through all the details of the strain, but it's your typical influenza A and B strains. We've been actually seeing a lot of A this year, some B.
Usually they call it, they usually have some name for it. Bird flu, swine flu, polar bear flu, yeah, whatever it is.
But it's your typical airborne influenza strain that will affect your, it starts in your lungs, actually replicates in your lungs, and then the chemicals in your body are really what make you sick from the replication in your lungs. And people with lung disease, older individuals, people with poor heart function, they don't tolerate it very well. So we really care about the young, very young, who don't tolerate well because of their immune system, or the older that may have some pre-existing disease of heart and lung circulation system.
How young can you be to get the shot?
Well, we're starting right now 6 months and up.
Really?
And actually, that's where we're seeing deaths. 20 pediatric deaths already this year. We're estimating about 100.
And I have a question about that, Dr. Roth. With those pediatric deaths, what about the flu is causing them? Is it something every parent needs to watch out for, or does it have to do with pre-existing conditions?
No, it can be a normal child. It's just their immune system is not fully developed, and the younger they are, the worse they can the infection can be in regard to response. Again, thousands and hundreds of thousands of people can get flu, and most don't go into a mortal situation, the death. However, they have to know when to seek the doctor. We actually don't want most people to get the flu to run an emergency room. It's individuals that, especially the pediatric ones, that are hypersomnolent. They're lethargic, not waking up. Look like they may be getting dehydrated.
888-302-3684. Here's Ann in Arizona. She's never gotten a flu shot.
I have not ever received a flu shot. I don't believe that it's effective because of the multiple strains of flu out there. So you have a 50-50 chance of receiving a vaccination, and it might be the one that will work for the year. But that having been said, I don't believe an employer has the right to force a medication, especially such an invasive, because it's an injection on any employee. I think that most people who come into contact with the public, and you're talking about any worker, it could be a cashier, it could be a teller, then they should also fall under the same guidelines as any healthcare worker. Our best line of defense, and this is true and has been proven time and time again, is that hand washing is our number one defense. And if you have a cough or if you have a cold or if you're sneezing, then please be considerate. Use Kleenex or have, you know, like my father used to do back in the old day, have a hanky available that you can cover your nose and your mouth and then wash your hands afterwards.
I love hankies. All right, number 9, the discussion of the Golden Globes. And number 10, Dennis Kucinich goes to Fox. Here's talk host Phil Ciancola.
Former U.S. Representative Dennis Kucinich has a new gig. Fox News Channel analyst. Somehow I just find that funny and perfect, a perfect match. Kucinich on Fox News Channel. The two-time presidential candidate signed a multi-year paid deal with the network, according to Fox. In a statement, he will appear on both Fox News Channel and Fox Business Network. Let's see. Through 16 years in Congress and 2 presidential campaigns, Fox News has always provided me with an opportunity to share my perspective with its enormous viewership, Mr. Kucinich said in a statement. I will look forward to a continuation of our relationship, this time as Fox News contributor. Or, as he really could have said, this time, at least getting paid for it. Yeah. I think that's a big difference. For years, on every one of those presidential campaigns, I took him under my wing. Played soundbite. It's been an ongoing bit for years with me on the radio. Played, you know, Kucinich for president, soundbites. He's always saying something goofy. Kind of sad when he fell off the political map.
All right, there it is, a review of the hot hits in the world of...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.